Hey everyone, welcome back to another deep dive.
It's great to be here.
So today we're gonna be tackling a pretty big topic, and that's the Book of Chronicles.
Oh, yeah, a fascinating book.
Now I know what you might be thinking. Chronicles? Isn't that just like Kings Part 2? But trust me, there's a lot more going on here.
It's more than just a retelling. You could say it's like an ancient commentary on Kings almost.
Right, like someone took Kings and said, "Okay, here's my take on all this." And to help us unpack all of this, we're going to be looking at excerpts from a lecture by Dr. August Konkol, who really gets into the nitty-gritty of what makes Chronicles so unique.
He brings up some great points. One of the things that really stands out about Chronicles is its focus on the temple.
The temple, yeah, it's everywhere in this book, but it's more than just a building.
It's definitely not just about bricks and mortar. Chronicles uses the temple as the central symbol, this idea of what the temple represents for the people.
So what is it representing then? Like, what's the big idea?
Well, it's all about how society should function, who's really in charge, how people should treat each other.
Oh, wow. So it's like a blueprint for a whole way of life.
Exactly. You could say that.
Yeah.
And one of the first things Chronicles does is make it very clear whose kingdom this really is.
Okay, so whose kingdom is it? David's. Solomon's.
Chronicles says, nope, it's Yahweh's kingdom.
Not just some king on a throne.
Right. It's emphasizing that even the king has to answer to a higher power.
So that's a pretty big statement, right? Like it shifts the whole focus from human power to divine authority.
Absolutely. It's a huge theological point.
Right.
And to really drive this point home, the author of Chronicles uses a really interesting tool, genealogies.
Oh boy, genealogies. Those long lists of names you got to skip over.
I know they can seem dry, but Chronicles is full of them, especially when it comes to the Levites, the priestly tribe.
Well, are you saying these genealogies actually have a purpose beyond just listing who beget who?
Oh, yeah, big time. The author's using them to show how everything connects back to the temple.
Interesting. So like a family tree with the temple as the trunk.
Exactly. It's like proving your connection to the most important institution in Israelite society.
And you know what's even crazier? Dr. Konkol pointed out that Chronicles lists the prophet Samuel as a Levite.
Oh, yeah, that's a fascinating detail because other books don't mention that.
So what's the author trying to do there?
It's like saying, look, even Samuel, this major prophet, is part of this priestly lineage connected to the temple.
So it's about emphasizing the authority of the temple and its people. Even the prophets are tied into this system.
Exactly. It's this idea of a divinely ordered society with the temple at its heart. And speaking of the Levites, Chronicles really expands their role beyond just being priests.
Oh, yeah, they're not just hanging out in the temple all day.
Not at all. They're musicians, teachers, and even judges.
Wow, talk about multi-talented. It's like they're the ultimate utility players in this society.
You could say that. And it shows how much the author of Chronicles believed that the temple's influence should extend to every aspect of life.
So it's not just about rituals and sacrifices. It's about shaping the culture, the laws, the whole shebang.
Absolutely. And you know, another really fascinating aspect that Dr. Konkol brought up was the idea of cities of refuge.
Cities of refuge, what are those?
Okay, imagine this. A guy's ox breaks loose and accidentally kills someone.
Yeah.
Is the owner a murderer? Not necessarily.
I see where you're going with this.
Cities of refuge were like safe havens where people could go while their case was judged.
Ah, so it's like a way to protect the innocent until they can get a fair hearing.
Exactly. It's about ensuring justice isn't just swift, but also fair.
And the really interesting thing is that Chronicles suggests all the Levitical cities might have served this purpose.
Yeah, that's a really intriguing detail because it implies a lot about how justice was understood.
So any city with Levites could potentially offer refuge.
It seems that way, which makes you wonder, what does that say about the Levites' authority and the reach of the temple's influence?
Wow, this is blowing my mind. We've got genealogies, Levites, cities of refuge. It all seems to connect back to this idea of a society built around the temple and its
People
values.
coming together.
And we've only just scratched the surface.
There's so much more to explore.
So if you're ready to dive even deeper, stick with us because we're just getting started.
Welcome back. You know, it's amazing how these ancient ideas still resonate with us today, don't you think?
I know, right? It's like Chronicles is speaking to us across thousands of years with this vision of how to build a society that really works.
And one of the key elements that Dr. Konkol highlights is music. It's not just background noise in Chronicles.
No, it seems like it's woven into every aspect of life, especially when it comes to the temple.
Absolutely. Chronicles describes how King David set up these elaborate musical guilds, emphasizing how important music was for expressing devotion to God.
So it's like music is this powerful way to connect with the divine and with each other. It's kind of like how certain songs can give us goosebumps, right?
Yeah, exactly. It taps into something deep within us, this human need to express ourselves and connect through music.
Which makes you wonder what Chronicles is trying to say about the power of music to unify people.
Right, because even today we see how music is used in so many different contexts to bring people together, whether it's a religious ceremony or a political rally.
It's like music transcends our differences and speaks to something universal within us.
You know, another really fascinating aspect of Chronicles is its emphasis on the Levites as teachers.
Oh, yeah. They're not just priests performing rituals.
They're also educators responsible for teaching people about God's law.
So they're like the guardians of tradition, passing down knowledge and values to future generations.
Exactly. They're shaping minds and hearts, making sure that the core principles of their faith are preserved.
Which reminds me of how important education is for any society. It's how we transmit knowledge, shape values, and create a sense of shared identity.
Absolutely. Education is essential for a healthy and flourishing society. And by portraying the Levites as teachers, Chronicles is linking religious understanding with ethical behavior and social harmony.
So it's all connected, right?
Mm-hmm.
Genealogies, the Levites, cities of refuge music teaching, all these seemingly disparate elements are actually working together to create this vision of a divinely ordered society.
Exactly. It's like a tapestry with all these different threads weaving together a unified whole.
But before we get lost in the details, maybe it's time to zoom out and look at the bigger picture. What are some key takeaways we can glean from Chronicles' perspective?
I think one of the most important takeaways is this idea of unity, but not uniformity.
Right. It's not about erasing differences, but about finding common ground and purpose.
Exactly. And the temple serves as that unifying symbol. It represents those shared values and beliefs that hold a society together.
And the Levites play a crucial role in facilitating that unity.
Mm-hmm.
They're the bridge builders, connecting people to the temple, to God, and to each other.
Through music teaching and even by offering refuge and protection.
It's a powerful vision, isn't it? It makes you wonder how we might apply these ideas to our own world today.
That's the challenge Chronicles throws down to us. What are the temples in our own lives? What are the shared values that bind us together? How can we create a society that reflects those values?
Those are some big questions,
mm-hmm.
And I think we need to give our listeners some time to ponder them.
You're right. We've covered a lot of ground today.
So let's take a break, and when we come back, we'll explore those questions in more depth.
Mm.
Okay, so we've been digging into Chronicles, and it's clear this book is painting a picture of how to build a thriving society. But there's one thing we got to keep in mind.
Yeah, it was written for a very specific audience, these folks returning to Jerusalem after decades of exile.
Talk about a fresh start. They're rebuilding everything from scratch, their city, their way of life, their whole identity.
Exactly. And Chronicles is like this guidebook using stories from the past to inspire and instruct them.
And that's where Dr. Conkle's idea of rally around the temple comes in, right? It's a call for unity, a way to bring everyone together.
It is. But it's not about forcing everyone to be the same. Remember, Chronicles acknowledges the diversity of tribes and talents within Israel.
Right. It's like saying, hey, we might be different, but we're all in this together. Let's build something amazing.
Yeah. And the temple becomes the symbol of what unites them, those shared values and beliefs that hold a society together.
And the Levites, they're the ones who make this whole thing work. They're not just priests. They're the glue that holds everything together.
Musicians, teachers, judges, guardians of tradition, and even protectors of the innocent, they play a vital role in this vision.
It's like Chronicles is saying, look, we've got all these different pieces, but the temple is the heart of it all. It's what gives us meaning and purpose.
And it's that sense of shared purpose that makes this vision so powerful. It's not just about rules and rituals. It's about building a society where everyone feels connected and has a role to play.
But here's the big question. How do we apply this to our world today? It's not like we can all literally rally around the temple.
That's the challenge Chronicles throws at us, right? What are the temples in our own lives? What are those shared values and institutions that unite us?
If Chronicles were written today, what would its temple be? Would it be our constitution, our shared commitment to democracy? Maybe even something less tangible, like a belief in human dignity.
Those are the questions we need to grapple with. What are the foundations of our society? What brings us together? And how can we strengthen those bonds?
This deep dive has really made me think about those big questions, and I hope it's done the same for you.
It's been a fascinating exploration.
And on that note, we're going to wrap up this deep dive into Chronicles.
Thanks for joining us.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep diving deep.